My name's Sean Collier. Here's Aaron Kleiber.
Hi, I'm here. Hi, everyone.
We find ourselves in the lovely party room of the Pleasure Bar.
Once again, it's a champagne room. We're here.
It is, always. Bloomfield's finest Italian restaurant.
It really is. Maybe the city of Pittsburgh.
It's
one
great.
Of the best.
And home of the longstanding Comedy Sauce stand-up showcase.
Yeah.
Hosted each and every Monday night by Aaron Kleiber.
5+ years.
More than 5 years now.
Yep, five plus years. Longest running independent show in Pittsburgh.
Congratulations.
Hopefully people show up tonight.
Yeah, I'm hoping too. I got a bit about stealing an ice cream truck. We're going to see how that goes.
Ooh. Good for you.
I literally have written down bit about stealing an ice cream truck, ? That's as far as I've gotten.
I'd go with that.
But that's not why we're here.
No.
We're here for a horror movie villain death tournament.
That's correct.
As part one of our 2017 Halloween
series.
There's
not many horror movies coming out this month, many that we don't want to see, and some of you guys probably don't want to see if you have the same taste as we do.
So we're gonna take Halloween into our own hands this week on You Can't Handle the Truth. You can't handle the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Right. Thanks for listening to You Can't Handle the Truth. Make sure that you subscribe to it. Give them a rating and a review. If you like the episode, just share it. It takes a second to click that button. And then you can catch me on Add It Up with Your Best Friend Addie, where I interview musicians and comics, just anybody I find entertaining, sometimes including Sean and Aaron. And we tackle a different topic every episode. So come and laugh along with us.
It is You Can Handle the Truth for, get this, Friday the 13th. Not just that, Friday, October 13th.
Isn't that cool?
You know, how about that?
If we would have looked at the calendar 17 months ago, we would have
years
thought,
ago, really.
Years. We should save Friday the 13th for October, Friday the 13th. But we did that episode as part of the Row House screeners we did. And you did that episode live with Kurt Wooten.
With Kurt Wooten. Yeah, we had a good time. There was
you can go back and listen to that maybe. I don't know.
That's still up. Go back and listen to that one right now.
Pittsburgh Dad, by the way.
That's Pittsburgh Dad. You know him. He's been on the show before. He was on our Dawn of the Dead episode way back
but
in the day.
But there's nothing we really wanted to do, and you're the one that came up with it. You came up with this great idea.
Right.
Because, you know, if we can't talk about horror movies in October, what's the point?
Of course.
What's the point?
We have a two-part, at least, unless the third week we're like, what are we going to do this week? I don't know. Let's watch Wishmaster 2.
I know. I think let's do a retro, and then I named 72 movies.
Right.
And by the way, Sean didn't see 67 of them. So.
Well, yeah. Just I think everything I'm going to bring up today I've seen.
I'm not going to make funny. You saw a lot of horror movies. I'll give you that.
Right, right.
You didn't see Fletch 2, and that's fine.
No, I haven't seen Fletch 2,
I know you don't.
I've seen the original.
That's why I said Fletch 2.
And I'm trying to catch up now. I've watched Goonies finally. I watched Blade Runner. I watched Bad News Bears.
Ooh.
I did, I'm trying to think of another one. I've watched some movies.
Little Jackie Earl Haley deep cut.
Yeah, I was like, why does this kid look so weird? Oh, it's Jackie Earl Haley.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, now it makes sense.
Yeah.
But we have a special guest live from the parking lot where he was until a moment ago, and we're thrilled he walked in just now. It's Scarehouse creative director of creative.
He's the Scarehouse guy.
That is actually what it says on my business card. Creative.
Of creation.
Creative. Yes.
Imagineer. Scott Simmons from the Scarehouse is here, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
You might be back this month, too.
Yes. Yes, I hear rumors.
Which is fine.
Yes.
Next week, in fact.
Oh.
We needed you. Needed you this week.
Yeah. But we'll talk about next week. I will say, tonight, here's an early plug.
Yeah.
I'll be part of a Scarehouse event this evening. Scott, why don't you tell them about it? Because you know more about it than I do.
That's true. Welcome to Scarehouse, where like, oh, did I tell you about that thing you're doing? Yeah, we, on Friday the 13th, the Carnegie Science Center is doing a, I believe it's called Mad and Spooky Science, but it is a massive costume party at Carnegie Science Center from 6 to 10 o'clock. And as part of the spooky science, Jordan Patton, who has been on the show Face Off multiple times, a Scarehouse effects artist, in fact, is – I mean, we have a bunch of other stuff going on. We're going to have some comedy improv. We're going to have lectures on superstition, on – paranormal stuff. We're gonna have free range demons. It's all good stuff.
I love how you throw in free range demons after
cage
you mention lectures.
All very organic. But Mr. Sean Collier is going to be getting a life cast of his face.
Have you ever done that?
No.
Oh, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, you had it done for.
I've done it a couple times.
A film that may or may not have come to fruition.
That's correct. There was a horror movie that I may or may have not ever filmed, but I did all my life casting for it.
I hear that a lot. There's a lot of like horror movies that get shot but never finished.
Amazing Steve Tolan cast my entire bust. And maybe I'll post a picture on it, unless it's a spoiler for a movie that never was made. But I was supposed to get hit in the face with an axe, and it's pretty cool looking.
Oh, I'm sure.
Cool.
And I got face casts for like noses and stuff that I've worn. And you know.
Yeah.
Apparently, when you get a nose cast, they have to put it all over your face.
Did not know that. Well, that's going to happen to me this Friday the 13th at the Carnegie Science Center.
Starting at 6:30.
That sounds fun.
Right on the north side. Let's get to the matter of hand, because we got... do you want to plug your activities this weekend?
Well, no, I just want to say, if you're out and about Pittsburgh this weekend, and if you're not interested in those things at the Carnegie Science Center, we're having a soft opening at Arcade Comedy Theater.
Oh, very cool.
It's going to be fun. And it's really just like, hey, you know, half the building's not ready,
because
we're still building and cleaning things, and... like physically was building the risers in the first floor stage this weekend. But upstairs is ready to go. It's almost the same exact size as our old theater. So that theater is up and running, so we can do a soft opening. And there's going to be all kinds of shows this week. There's going to be stand-up, improv. It's going to be a lot of fun. And a Knights of the Arcade on Saturday the 14th.
Yes.
So, and a stand-up show that Jason Clark and I are dual hosting.
When's that?
At 10 p.m. on Friday.
On Friday at 10 p.m.?
That's correct.
Excellent.
Come hang out.
All right, one more plug, and then we'll get out of here, because I've talked about my girlfriend, Mary Beth Coolin, on the show before. What do bands do? She's in a bunch of bands. What do bands do for Halloween? They pretend to be another band.
A dead band?
That's so true.
No, she has put together a tribute fest at Howlers.
Oh, that's great.
This Saturday night. It's for charity. She put a band together. They're going to be the Donnas.
Oh, yeah.
Many, many other bands, but the headliner, I guess, is Addie Twigg, who you just heard doing the theme song to this show.
That's correct.
Her band, The Telephone Line, will be appearing as Def Leppard at Howlers this Saturday night. It's going to be fantastic. benefits Gwen's Girls, good cause, come on out to Howlers, too.
That's cool.
Howlers, Arcade, Science Center, maybe go to the Scarehouse.
Oh, maybe go to the Scarehouse.
Yeah.
Just an idea.
Or if you just want to get the shit scared out of you, go to Scarehouse. That's
yes.
it. That's
yes.
it.
All right. Here's what we're doing.
People might have pooped themselves at Scarehouse, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Often?
Fortunately. Not often, but it's happened.
Well, you know.
Here's what we're doing. This is a 12-entity tournament.
Yeah.
Deathmatch tournament of iconic horror villains. And Scott, we're not talking about your preference. This is who would win in a fight.
He had to clear that up.
Well, and then when Sean gave me that, I was like,
You got angry.
I got angry. I'm a horror fan. I was like, well, if you're talking supernatural, you know, like, I mean, but okay. All right.
Well, let me tell you, and that's the selections were made with that in mind, and the seeds were selected with that in mind. Mm-hmm. But we'll explain. I'm going to pitch it.
You're a smart guy.
Yeah.
I trust you.
Yeah.
But I was nervous.
You two are going to hash this out.
Okay.
Please keep in mind we're doing a comedy show.
We are sitting across the table from each other like we're about to face off.
Yes.
I'll serve as a tiebreaker if necessary. Now, before we start, very briefly, here's what's not in the tournament.
Yeah.
Villains from Scream. It's always somebody different. It's just a costume. Yeah. Doesn't count.
And it's an angsty person.
Right.
Yeah.
Norman Bates, no toughness to speak of, really.
No.
No.
He's, no.
Satan, too overpowered. Can't have Satan.
Okay.
Frequent appearances, but Jigsaw, he doesn't do anything himself. He's got to have a contraption.
The
It Follows entity, I don't know how that has a fight.
I don't even know what that is.
Okay.
Universal Monsters.
It's like a silent fart. What is that?
Right. The Universal Monsters are out. It gets too crazy if you start bringing in creatures from the Black Lagoon and whatnot.
Well, if you bring in the Universal Monsters, then you got to bring in five of them. And, sure, I understand.
I got no witches. I got no zombies. I got no ghosts.
Okay.
No kaiju. No big monsters, because that complicates things. The Deadites aren't in here.
Okay.
The Babadook isn't in here. It's a little unclear what the Babadook can and can't do.
Okay. I'm intrigued now.
And I have extraterrestrial representation, but I do not have anything from the Alien franchise.
Well, because then you're getting into sci-fi.
Because I hated Alien
if
Covenant
from space, it's sci-fi.
Too much.
Oh.
Oh no, we're gonna go to space.
Okay, that's fine.
We're going to space. The Alien is not in here.
Jason
and nothing
X
from the Blumhouse movies, because I still don't know actually who the villains are. What I mean, like the Nun, maybe.
She's a good one.
Yeah.
Annabelle.
But, you know, I mean, we don't know. We don't really. I couldn't use any of my nerddom to really understand her powers either.
Yeah.
So that's a tough thing.
True.
That's a tough thing to measure.
Right. Okay. Four of the top four seeds, of course, have received buys to the second round.
Oh, okay.
Don't be looking. You'll hear about
hear
about it.
I'm excited.
Sounds like a sports thing.
Yeah.
I'm nervous.
Yeah, I don't like this.
I'm nervous.
Sounds too much like sports.
Our top competitors are going straight to the second round, so let's talk about the first round.
All right.
And these are a couple of middle level seeds, lower on our list.
All right.
Here's the first matchup. It is between our 8 seed, Chucky.
Mm-hmm.
Chucky, I don't know exactly what he can do, but a master of misdirection.
Have an annoying voice.
Yeah.
Good with blades.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Has a big advantage because no one takes him seriously.
No.
That's true.
Versus the number 9 seed, Kerry White. Now, telekinesis certainly makes a lot of her environment. The question, can she start fires, or does she need something nearby that can start fires? That's what gave me pause. That's why she's a lower seed.
That's a great question. It's not even like she, with telekinesis, I mean, you can really use anything around you.
That's true.
She can throw things. She can use the wiring in the walls to create fire.
Right. She can bring the building down if
she wants. But then again, Carrie's someone that needs love and a doll.
Right.
Might coax her into...
Yeah, it all depends on how they first meet. Because, coax. He could
running
get in.
His own scarehouse storyline.
He could sort of neg her out a little bit.
Right.
He could sort of, you know... I could see them joining forces.
No, we're
forces.
Friends. We're friends. And then he cuts her Achilles.
Yeah.
So it sounds like
I'm
the question
the
is,
Chucky. Yeah,
do they know they're in a fight, or do they just meet... Is this a whole film?
I don't know if we
plot.
Can think too much into it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. That's a good question. Is this like Mortal Kombat, or is this?
I like your pitch. Let's say that they meet as naturally as it would be possible, and I like your storyline.
Yeah.
I'm looking at as if I am that character.
Yeah.
How could I defeat the other character? And I look at it from both ways.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, I mean, telekinesis is a pretty strong power.
That's true.
I mean, if maybe a little preview later on, but if you look at Friday the 13th Part 7.
Mm-hmm. I think I'm going to give it to Carrie, because I think Chucky would have a whole plan, but he has some anger control issues.
Mm-hmm.
In the first film, all it takes is that the mom just shaking him a little bit and he snaps. I think he couldn't keep it together. He would just say one thing and then just... Mm-hmm. be put off into space.
Carrie is calm, cool, and collected. And, you don't want to make her mad.
No.
Nope.
And she's patient.
The angrier she gets, the worse it is for you.
And Scott's right. I think when it comes down to it, like Chucky could lay out a plan and try to manipulate her, but at the end, she's just going to rip the walls apart and crush him to death.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, burn him and drown him and, with her mind and not even touch him with her hands.
Yep.
Keep in mind, she did not, no one ever defeated her.
That's
true. She kind of defeated herself in the end.
Yes.
She pulled herself out of the game.
Her rage.
Right?
Yes.
Kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think Carrie advances. To the second round.
I believe so.
All right. That's a great first matchup. And next, this is just the way the seeds broke out. Did I actually look up how to come up with seeds for a tournament? No, but I kind of approximated it.
Sports.
And the way this worked out, we ended up with a match between two of the big four.
Ooh.
In the first round, our number 6 seed, Michael Myers. It's a 6 seed. Very, very hard to kill. I don't know if there's anything supernatural going on other than very hard to kill. Mm-hmm. There might be some sequels I haven't seen in like the fourth or fifth Halloween that lays that out. Mm-hmm. He's very resilient. You can't keep him down. I don't know what else he can really do other than follow and stab, though.
Right.
And then an 11 seed, and I know that's low, but my 11 seed is Leatherface. Because again,
wow, you're going in big.
There's definitely no supernatural powers, and he's kind of an idiot. I mean, look, he's a titan of the genre, but what can he really do?
See, the thing is, Leatherface. The one thing Leatherface has is that he's wily.
Yeah,
like he's a little nuts. He'll do whatever it takes.
Right.
For the kill. Mm-hmm. But Michael Myers just doesn't stop.
Right. You've also got chainsaw versus knife. This is interesting.
Hmm. I mean, Michael Myers has been shot, stabbed, hit by cars. Sure. I don't know if he's ever been hit with a chainsaw.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to get close to Leatherface when him whipping it around. Like
that's
it's,
true, too.
He's dancing the silks.
Yeah.
With a chainsaw.
Yeah, this is really interesting. And also, Michael Myers is a bit of a bully. He tends to go after the people smaller than him. But he's also, it's interesting because neither one of them are particularly bright.
Yeah.
When Michael Myers gets confused, he just sort of shuts down a little bit and does his little
head cock
thing.
That's true, but it seems like Michael Myers is always, he does his prep work.
That's true.
He kind of knows where he's going.
Yeah.
He knows where to be. And I think he outsmarts Leatherface just by an edge. I don't know.
I think so. I mean, this is between the two of you, but I really think Leatherface thinks he has him down, turns to walk away.
Yeah.
Michael Myers sits back up, walks up behind him, and that's it.
Yeah. Do you think they both have still a mind of a child? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, well, Michael Myers can drive, so.
Yeah. I think you're right. I think the early hit goes to Leatherface, and then he just spins all around, and he gets distracted, and, you know, he's not in good shape, Leatherface.
No.
You know, he's a big guy. He's eating a lot of pork,
yeah,
a lot of red meat.
Michael Myers walks a lot.
Yeah.
Michael Myers has a clear cardio advantage.
Yeah.
And he has a special evil inside of him that just he won't stop until he's accomplished his mission. So
yeah. So yeah, I'm going to give it to Michael Myers with an assist on just based on
IQ,
IQ and lifestyle choices.
Yeah,
sure. Too much barbecue and Leatherface is down.
Diet and exercise factors
into
this
disease.
Tournament.
Where's heart disease on this bracket? Yeah.
More than we thought. Michael Myers will advance to the second round.
I like it.
Into the lower bracket. Okay, my 12 seed. That's the lowest seed in this.
Yeah.
I felt that Hannibal Lecter has to be in here.
Okay.
Again, nobody smarter in the tournament. Has a lot of ways to work things out. But again, nothing supernatural, nothing extra.
Right.
About Hannibal Lecter. His opponent, and I told you there would be some extraterrestrials, his opponent is The Thing.
Ooh.
Which is tricky, because
ooh.
I don't know exactly what I mean.
I kind of...
Right? because I want The Thing in there, but who's the host?
I immediately want to see young Hannibal Lecter doing research and then get attacked by The Thing.
Right.
This once you incorporate The Thing, it becomes a whole existential.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Whew, man.
Because Hannibal Lecter might think he won, but he didn't really win because he was taken over by The Thing, and he's no longer Hannibal Lecter.
And the other thing is,
do you even
know? For the sake of finishing the conversation, that does not happen.
If The Thing gets you, do you know? This is something I've spent the last 30 years trying to figure out.
Right.
Like
right.
Did he know he's The Thing, or did he,
And also, I think Hannibal Lecter is maybe sometimes, and taking a cue from some of the characters in the John Carpenter's The Thing, I think he might be too smart for his own good.
Yeah.
Like, almost like you were saying, like a lot of the characters in the Carpenter movie, they're like, oh, they're like, oh, we can figure this out.
Yeah.
We're all scientists.
Yeah. No, I got to give it to The Thing. I think The Thing would just become like this really rude, obnoxious person. As we know, Hannibal Lecter detests rudeness. Would draw him in, kill him, eat him.
And this is great.
Then basically Hannibal Lecter has eaten The Thing and becomes The Thing.
By the end of this episode, I'm feeling this is going to be a fun bucket list item for me because
right.
I'm basically just choosing your own adventure horror style with Scott Simmons.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what we're doing.
After Scarehouse closes, I'm just going to write this all out as fanfic.
Yeah.
It's going
to
be
if
great.
Somebody writes this as a graphic novel, I've listened to this, we're suing them.
Right.
Yeah. We are
no,
making incredible storylines here.
You cannot turn this into a video game, even yeah. one of those like 8-bit pixely ones yes. where it's not identifiable. We're claiming intellectual property
it's
on that.
It's just an app
which,
game.
By the way, how has this never been a game? How is there not, you know, Super Street Fighter 2 with horror
well,
villains?
It's funny you
Marvel
say that.
Marvel versus Capcom.
So years ago, real quick aside.
Yeah.
So years ago when I really got into that tabletop gaming.
Yeah.
And I got into Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And I was playing Star Wars miniatures. Uh-huh. Super nerd alert. Here we mm-hmm. go. Because I was traveling all kinds of conventions and film
yeah.
festivals, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Great disturbance. Go on YouTube. Okay.
Yeah.
So, but then I was like, wait, why isn't there like an open world of
mm-hmm.
these characters?
Mm-hmm.
And I always thinking, wouldn't it be cool if you could have fights like between like stormtroopers mm-hmm. and you know Darth Maul against Freddy and the Deadites?
Oh yeah,
on a game board.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And I pitched that for years and years and years, and apparently it kind of is a thing, but it's still. Like, I think it
isn't
should
it,
be...
Is it called the metagame? Like, there's a game that's basically what we're doing now that
oh,
says who would win in a fight, this or this. And,
right, and I'm...
But
I'm,
that's not a
I almost
a board
guarantee,
game.
And they better have, I know
yeah.
nerds have done this. They
right.
had to have created their own cards,
yeah.
their
yeah.
own stat cards for Freddy and Jason and
yeah.
things. I think it would just be really cool to take, mm-hmm. you know, all these characters from different movies and put them on a tabletop,
yeah.
you know, kind of RPG.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you call it. It's just, you know what I'm talking
well,
about.
I'm
yeah.
curious to see what Ready Player One as a movie does.
Yeah.
Well, that
there's
is
some element of that.
That
could
that,
be played with.
That's
the,
what
the newer
yeah.
you can see Freddy in the newer
yeah.
trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. And that's kind of what that is.
Yeah.
It mm-hmm. really is. I mean, it, I guess, and I don't know. I mean, I just finished the book.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as I understand, in Ready Player One, they don't. They only pick the skin.
Yeah,
and
right.
Of a character.
Oh,
yeah.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
So, like, so if you want to be Freddy, you know, they'll have to acquire maybe they acquire the skin of Freddy, and that skin
right.
comes with
yeah.
the knife with the knife blade
right.
glove.
Not actually,
right.
Freddy.
You
know
yeah,
what I mean?
What
but
you're
not. You don't have the powers of maybe you do.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you do have a you know have a certain power where you can get into somebody's head when they're sleeping or
yeah.
you know because
yeah.
Okay, now I'm getting really nerdy about Ready Player One.
Well,
I just finished
speaking
it.
Of getting
anyway.
Getting in things heads. So, the thing is the winner of this round between Hannibal Lecter.
I think
do,
so.
Do we need to put an asterisk on that the creature that's advancing is Hannibal Lecter with the thing inside
oh.
of it.
Oh,
yes. I like
whoa.
That.
All right, I'm putting the thing asterisk.
What an advantage! because the thing is just impersonating Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Scott's starting to drool.
Yeah,
I'm
this intrigued
pretty
to know who's going to possibly. We
yeah.
peaked early. I'm not sure.
Well, I mean, this is
possibly
yeah.
defeat that.
This huh? is this could have been a different much because I originally said no aliens, but I wanted to get to
no.
12. I wanted the thing
I
in
love
there.
That.
Yeah.
All right, the thing moves on.
It is one of the best horror characters of all time.
Oh yeah.
Absolutely.
Our final first round matchup, and our last human entering the tournament, pure human, is. Jack Torrance from The Shining.
Oh.
A 10 seed gets a boost because he certainly has supernatural assistance.
There's something going
yeah.
on, right?
They'll help him when he needs it.
He does kind of teleport sometimes, it
yeah.
seemed like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
how do you get there?
He is going up against a 7 seed, the Candyman. I forget what the Candyman can do. So
he just kills people with a hook.
Yeah.
Right.
He's got bees.
Yeah, and also
he's smothered in bees.
Yeah, he can command bees.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
he can also he what do you call it? Telepathy. He kind of
mm-hmm.
can talk to you in your head.
Oh yeah.
Oh, and kind of kind of pull you into a trance a little.
Yeah,
bit.
Yeah.
And look, Jack Torrance is susceptible to that. We can say.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is might be the easy round.
I think it's the easy round.
I think the Candyman's beating the shit
yeah.
out of him. I
yeah.
think he. Well,
unless,
I think when you got two entities in your head,
yeah.
I think his eyes pop
now,
out.
Now, unless it's, you know, at the Overlook, if that's
oh.
the, like the video game level where this is happening.
That's a good mm-hmm. point.
But that really just means Jack Torrance gets an extra couple minutes.
He would
He's
get a location bonus.
Yeah,
for sure.
Location bonus.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, can the Candyman be killed? What is he a ghost? Is he a. Is he a
I haven't
spirit?
Watched, I used to love Candyman. I haven't watched him
I
in a while.
I watched him once a long time ago.
But he kept coming back.
Right.
He is supernatural, like a couple other horror icons. So I think Candyman kills Jack Torrance.
Well, the higher seeds all advancing in the first round. Candyman finishing off Jack Torrance. The Thing defeating Hannibal Lecter with an assist from Hannibal Lecter. Michael Myers edging it out over Leatherface in a good match. Good match up there.
That's not bad. I'll tell you what, that's that out of the first round, that's a fight.
Yeah.
Oh, I think that's. But Chucky and Carrie, that's a movie I want to see.
Yes.
Now,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's some subtext in there about bullying. It's,
right.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of Carrie.
There's a lot of talking in that movie.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a lot of figuring it out.
But when things go down, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And look, you got to consider remakes here as well. The remake demonstrated that she was even a little bit more powerful than we saw in the original.
Oh, really?
Sure.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you not see the Carrie?
I did not see it.
It's fine.
It's fine.
Okay.
It's it like the Nightmare on Elm Street and Friday the 13th remakes. I'm never going to watch it rather than the original, but it
was
fine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair
enough. It was a good fix.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It's always fine when it's a fix. Yeah, sure.
Unfortunately for Carrie, she is moving on to face our number one seed. And as Aaron predicted, obviously the number one seed has to be Jason Voorhees because it may be impossible to kill him. It's been done, kind of, from time to time. He's, at a certain point, became supernatural. Doesn't really have powers, just has strength, maybe teleportation. But it's arguable whether or not he can die. Now, assuming that Carrie has infinite telekinetic abilities,
right.
Can she do anything to stop Jason?
I'm going to say
quickly no, because I want to ask the other question.
Yeah.
Had Carrie White come against Hannibal Lecter, nay, The Thing, and does that mean The Thing now is Hannibal Lecter with telekinetic powers?
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
the telekinetic powers?
It's going to get interesting in the second round.
If The Thing kills somebody, absorbs somebody who has telekinetic powers, does The Thing now have telekinetic powers?
Ooh.
Hey, I tried to make this
believe
as even
it or not,
as possible.
I've never tried pot. I just want to say these are the kind of questions that normally get asked.
You can see I drew up the bracket, then I seeded the competitors. So I wasn't thinking what are the matchups. This is just the way it
now,
shook out.
I'm going to go back on something I said. Did I say it on the podcast? How Friday the 13th Part 7, he's defeated with.
Very good.
You did say that a few minutes ago.
He is defeated.
By a girl with telekinetic powers.
With it by, but all she did was really, she threw him back in the lake, really.
Yeah.
She tied him back down in the lake.
So he could come back for part 8 or whatever.
And she brought him up out of the lake because she said, I wish my dad was a lot lame. Yeah. It's one of the worst ones. But, you can wish your dad come back to life and then bring back a super demon.
I'm going to give it to, Jason's going to win, but it's going to take years. Because she's just going to keep dumping him in the lake, and then he's
that's
keep
a great
going
point.
Back.
That's a great point. Yeah. Like, is she going to slip up? Is she going to be like, "It's over. I'm going to get married, have a family now."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, her mom's head's in the fridge, and then he's in the bathroom.
Nicely done. Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, Scott's right. But then again, it's like, how much time can she buy, and can she keep defeating him?
Yeah.
Like that's tough, man. I don't.
Does she have anything she can do that, in theory, could actually kill Jason?
I mean,
have we seen Jason killed?
Well,
not really.
Nope.
Jason goes to hell. He kind of pulls a Thing because.
Oh yeah,
he takes over people's bodies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, they blew him up, and he still found a way to actually. Through telepathy, make a man eat his heart and become him.
Yeah.
So,
wow. I vaguely remember that. Yeah.
It came out at a time when I was in high school and I loved horror movies, so of course I saw it 7 times.
Okay.
Even though, Jason Goes to Hell is not bad.
Except
for the blowing up and
it,
eating the heart and who cares? You got a good Jason fix. I really want Carrie to move on because I think that's a pretty incredible power, but.
Right.
That's a good second round. And I think Jason edges it off. I think Scott's right.
No, you're right. I mean,
I think he just keeps coming back.
It could be 30 years down the line, but eventually she's got to sleep sometime.
Yes.
And
man.
There's your It Follows sequel.
Right.
And just be,
wow.
Jason Follows.
Yeah.
All right. Jason has moved on to the semifinals.
This is so much fun.
I think we all anticipated at least a Final Four berth for Jason. Mm. He'll be taking on the winner of the following matchup. Michael Myers won a tough battle against Leatherface in the first round. And the number four seed, you know, forgive me if I'm being trendy right now, but
yeah.
I was thinking about it. Our number four seed, Pennywise the Dancing Clown.
Ooh.
Now, again, this is a shapeshifter. He can become anything. He can kill you with whatever he grows.
Spoiler alert,
mm-hmm.
also an alien.
Also an alien.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
However, he, as we saw, he was just defeated just a couple weeks ago by a group of children.
By a bunch of kids.
Because they figured out that they could win if they weren't afraid of him. Mm. So the question is, is Michael Myers afraid of Pennywise?
Does Pennywise become his sister again? Who?
Yeah.
How does Pennywise torment Michael Myers?
Mm-hmm.
Or does Pennywise just keep making him kill apparitions of teenagers making love while babysitting? Like, what? How would Pennywise...
That's the question you're here
Michael
to answer.
Myers as a sociopath.
Yeah.
I don't think...
I'm going to give it to Michael Myers.
I don't think... Pennywise's power is against humans the mm-hmm. strongest. And
The more human you are, the more strong Pennywise will be against you.
I feel like Pennywise would make this huge, elaborate experience with the mom and the sister and the thing,
right.
and Michael Myers would just do the little head tilt thing and keep
stabbing.
And then
kind of snap out of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
yeah. And Pennywise is just like, whatever.
And Michael Myers would not stop until he's whatever he needs to figure out to do to get rid of him, he would probably figure it out.
Give it to Michael Myers.
Yeah, wow.
That's interesting. I mean, there's a lot of people in this tournament that I think Pennywise would have defeated.
You're right. But
I think Pennywise would have beat the Candyman.
Hey,
I think Pennywise would have beat Carrie. But Michael
sometimes
Myers...
there's a bracket buster, and you got placed wrong,
I
baby.
Know what that means, but sure.
Yeah, you should have not went to overtime twice this season. You would have been placed differently.
Is this true? I read
that's all I know about brackets.
Right.
Well, I only know hockey, so
right.
that's, you know.
I read an article this week that said the big four horror villains are Freddy, Jason, Michael Myers, and Leatherface. Is that true? I think Hannibal Lecter takes out Leatherface.
I think that's the general Mount Rushmore of horror.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
Oh, there's a whole other episode.
Only just
because... Mount Rushmore of horror.
Yeah, only because, I Hannibal Lecter is a human.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and,
so is Leatherface. So is Michael Myers.
That's true.
Yeah, but they've both been shot and stabbed a bunch and keep coming back. There's some, so yeah. that's a tough one. But I think it's worth debating.
Yeah,
yeah.
For sure.
We'll see. I guess in H3O or H4O.
Yeah, Jamie Lee Curtis is coming back.
Although I just saw today, they're basically saying this is the new thing with this horror sequels.
It's three.
No, they're saying Halloween 2 on didn't exist. This is a direct sequel to Halloween 1.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well,
what about
H2O?
I don't think H2O fits.
But 2 is great. They should make a real 3.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, God bless Pittsburgh Tom Atkins, but geez,
come on.
Well,
2 was a great follow-up.
No, you said the first 2 happened.
I think it might just be the first.
I heard
one,
that.
But
I think
I'm
it's
not
the
sure.
first 2.
That makes more. It would make more sense.
I think
it's the
first
2.
Is just the rest of the night.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
John Carpenter pretty much wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He just didn't direct it.
Yeah.
We'll find out. I thought that H2, I don't know what that is, 7 or 8. That's the one that came out in 97, 98.
Yeah, whereas Heck gets chopped up at the end, and they still found
Buster
the
Rhymes?
Sequel.
No,
yeah,
that was a little later.
Oh,
I
no,
think
it was LL Cool J.
There's one.
I mixed up rappers. LL Cool J was in H2O. He was the gate guard.
This is true.
Buster Rhymes was in the reality show The House. Oh, God, that was bad.
Don't watch any of these movies. Or the Rob Zombie Halloweens, which are probably worse than...
Does not exist to me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Does not exist.
The Thing
is
currently in the body of Hannibal Lecter, who is sitting calmly somewhere. When our number two seed walks in, again, I did not plan it this way, but we've got a big sci-fi showdown in the quarterfinals. Hannibal Lecter / The Thing will be taking on The Predator in there just for you, Aaron.
Thanks,
now,
buddy.
The Predator is our number two seed. He's almost impossible to kill, ridiculously strong, and invisible. Hard to beat that. Then again, a human did beat him the first time out. So,
Sean, I think you laid it out right there. A human already beat him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
I am, again, just excited about this Morpheus character that's great, because the Predator will kill Hannibal Lecter. He, of course, likes his trophies. He's going to get contaminated cleaning the head, he thinks, of Hannibal Lecter. Now you basically have Hannibal Lecter with the abilities of the Thing, who can also do that whole, like, camo invisible kind of thing.
Yeah, he now has the killing prowess.
Yes. I mean, he absorbs all his knowledge.
Of one of the best hunters in the universe.
I'm picturing the Predator holding the head of Hannibal Lecter, which has been reanimated, and all of that is the Thing.
Yeah. All that goo, all the stuff's running down. You know, he's doing that little screech. All the Hannibal Lecter goo is running all over his arm. He's just been contaminated.
Wow. This is getting interesting.
You now have a Predator, and then when he lifts the little face mask, it's Hannibal Lecter.
See, and this is interesting how the bracket works, because I think, once again, I think Predator would have a better chance at someone like Leatherface or, you know, someone, you know, maybe even Michael Myers. I don't know.
Sure.
A Predator versus Michael Myers. I'd watch that.
I think that may be a graphic novel. I may have seen that somewhere.
Yeah.
It should be.
Hey, we would have had a much much different tournament if I hadn't put the Thing in here. Because if it wasn't the Thing, it might have been, Alien.
The Thing is one of the most horrific horror creatures. It's one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. All right, the Thing advances to the semifinals, our final quarterfinal round match, and our final new entrant. The Candyman has moved on and will face the number 3 seed, Freddy Krueger. You knew Freddy was coming at some point. We know about Candyman. Now, Freddy, again.
Two people that haunt people in their dreams.
Yes.
They really do.
Yeah.
So take them, and I guess what you have to do is take them and put them in the real world, and they're kind of just down to what their abilities are.
This is a slugfest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a slugfest.
Mm-hmm.
And what was the one we went with the Michael Myers and Leatherface? I think this is another slugfest like that.
Yeah. Wow. That would but both of them are pretty chatty. So you'd have Candyman doing his whole
exposition.
Yeah, exactly. Candyman doing his whole, like, and then, you know.
But then again,
Freddy's making his little jokes.
Would Freddy get in his dreams? And because, I mean, what happened to Candyman was horrific. His slave owners tortured him.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And covered him in honey and let bees eat him. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
So will Freddy get in his head and, you know, get. I mean, but Candyman doesn't sleep. You know?
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I'm just working it out.
No, how would that even happen?
Now I'm going back to Slugfest.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, Freddy is a lot quicker than Candyman. Candyman wasn't very agile.
No. Candyman has bees.
Candyman has some super strength, but he just has a hook.
Yeah.
I mean, Freddy has some range with his.
Yeah,
I mean.
Well, and he really can move. We've seen it time and time again.
I mean, he has kind of these, you know. I mean, well, in the real world, he wouldn't have those kind of powers where he can, like, you know, displace himself and teleport and turn into different things and make his arms really long and, you know,
morph
into anything.
Freddy only goes into the real world if someone pulls him into the real world. So I think actually this battle has to be fought in Candyman's dream.
Hmm.
Right? Because you can pull Freddy in the real world, but you have to have a plan.
Yeah.
None of this makes any sense with that.
I think
Candyman goes to sleep after defeating Jack Torrance rather easily.
Yeah.
And there's Freddy waiting for him.
I think even if we go back to saying that it's like this one-on-one slugfest, I think Freddy tops him because he's much more agile. He's a better weapon.
Yeah.
You know,
mm-hmm.
he might be a little smarter.
He's had much more experience. He's slaughtered so many people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So Freddy Krueger is moving on to the semifinals.
He's put his 10,000 hours in.
Yeah, right. He's an expert.
You know, on the one hand, three of those big four we mentioned are in the final four. On the other hand, the wild card in there is not only the Thing, but the Thing that has been collecting parts of all its opponents along the way. It's still going to be an interesting fight. And that's going to start with our first semifinal matchup. Number 1 seed Jason Voorhees against number 6 seed Michael Myers. It's an argument many people have had over the years.
And I have been preparing for this moment
Yeah.
for a long time.
Who you got?
I'm going to flat out say, and I've always believed this since probably I was 12 years old, Jason beats Michael Myers.
I'm going to agree.
I mean, yep. Jason can't. I mean, Michael Myers could chop his arm off, and Jason would look at it and then pick him up and strangle
yeah.
him
yeah.
and put an axe into his forehead.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he would keep, Jason would just keep doing it yeah. limbless.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
Jason would lose a foot, and he's still murdering Michael Myers.
Yeah.
You know, that's, man, yeah.
I would love to see the foot chase element of it as Michael Myers tries to get away slowly and Jason chases him slowly. Mm-hmm.
It's just two dudes walking 20 feet away from each other all the time.
Just for the sake of argument, I think we know what's going to happen here, but for the sake of argument, if it's Friday the 13th Part 2 Jason, not yet supernatural, presumably killable... I mean, what Jason's going to win, but for the sake of argument,
still giving it to Jason.
Well, Michael Myers definitely kills his mom.
Yeah,
I think Michael Myers would kill Sackhead.
Yeah,
potato sack, Jason.
Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure about that because Sackhead knows how to hide. He's in the woods.
Oh,
he's
wait,
there. Michael Myers is like walking down the middle of the street.
Sackhead has kind of some help from his mom.
Yeah.
She's kind of speaking from the grave, almost to. You know, telepathically.
Yeah.
You know, it's
ooh,
interesting.
Tough. Yeah.
This is very interesting because Michael Myers has made it to the semifinals kind of accidentally. He beat Leatherface just because Leatherface is slow
sociopath.
And dumb.
Yeah.
And he beat Pennywise because Pennywise requires you to be afraid.
Yeah.
But now, you know, a lot of people, even in the first round, might have beat Michael Myers. Carrie might have beaten Michael Myers.
Yeah.
Head to head.
Yeah, that's possible.
But Michael Myers has kind of slowly walked into the semifinals. But I think it's over for him.
We all remember what Gonzaga did.
Right.
I don't even, I'm just making.
That's probably
I think that's somebody that watches college basketball laughed.
Okay.
I know that.
Jason Voorhees.
Because people who listen to college football,
I know enough
crazy
to make 96% of the people
right.
giggle.
Right. Yeah. Jason Voorhees will be moving to the finals. We all saw it coming. No surprise there. But his opponent, here, let me set the scene for you. Freddy Krueger has defeated the Candyman in the Candyman's dreams.
Mm-hmm.
After observing the first round, he look. Freddy knows everything. Freddy knows who you are, what you're afraid of, infinite knowledge, right? But now he's trying to get into the dreams of the Thing, and in there, there's just a garbled mess of the Predator and Hannibal Lecter. And does the Thing dream at all? For the sake of having the fight, I think we have to say yes, right? I mean, the Thing presumably, but it doesn't sleep.
But
I don't
mean,
know.
Let's say that. I mean, if you're gonna pit them in a movie together,
yeah,
they're gonna figure out that Freddy has to do something in the dream world.
Yeah,
right.
Like you have to figure out how he can, you know, he has mm-hmm. to be able to get there.
Mm-hmm.
This Thing at this point has the power, the knowledge of Hannibal Lecter,
mm-hmm.
right,
and the hunting prowess of Predator.
Yeah.
Well, and as we saw with Johnny Depp,
he's unstoppable.
There's going to be blood everywhere.
Yeah.
So now I think the Thing wins, and we now have the Thing. That is in a Predator. That's basically. Okay, so here's what it is. It is a giant Hannibal Lecter that fits into the Predator suit.
Oh my
that
God.
Now has the ability to go into your dreams. So you're having this dream with this crazy, like, oh, this.
And he's this a genius.
And he's a genius. This character is like, oh, he's stretching all out. He's all weird. And then you wake up and he's like, yeah, I'm still here and I'm still doing all the weird, stretchy stuff because I'm the Thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wanted the Thing in here the whole way.
The Thing edges Freddy.
But I wonder now what was closest for me? I mean, what else did I have?
Before we get there, yeah, what honorable mentions did you have?
Well, like I said, I thought about the Babadook. I thought about Deadites.
Just, yeah, and you're right. There's not enough to work with. I mean, Deadites are foot soldiers.
Yeah.
Norman Bates.
He's dead. He's dead. All of them will kill him.
Ghostface, just pick one of the kids from the first movie.
They're all dead.
Yeah.
Let's say that I let one universal monster through, and if you're going to let one through, I think it's Dracula, right? Does Dracula beat Hannibal Lecter?
I think Hannibal Lecter would learn how to be a vampire killer.
Yeah.
And he would figure it out.
Yeah.
So then you would have Hannibal Lecter versus the Predator. The Predator wins.
Yes.
Yes.
Then you would have had the Predator versus Freddy Krueger.
He wouldn't even get a speech out.
No.
Right.
Then you would have. You would just hear. You just hear weapons flying through the air, and then you would just see like him falling into pieces.
Yes.
Right.
That's what would happen.
Yeah. It's. Another day we'll do this again without the thing in the tournament. And shuffle the brackets and see what happens.
I'm enjoying the super thing, though. This is fun.
Yeah. Super thing is pretty rad.
You've pitched it. It is a giant, super strong Hannibal Lecter wearing the Predator suit with the killing abilities of the Predator and the ability to invade your dreams. Also, somewhere in there, it's still the thing. And that is going against Jason Voorhees. It's a 1 seed and a 5 seed with elements of a 3 seed, a 2 seed, and a 12 seed. In our final round matchup, the super thing we have developed against Jason Voorhees.
I know and love Jason Voorhees, mm-hmm. and I know one of his biggest weaknesses is getting in his head.
Yeah.
And, I mean,
Freddy almost beat him alone.
Yeah.
He did it.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But Freddy, just by getting in his head.
But if he can get in his dreams and outsmart him, Jason's not that bright.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, he gets a location bonus if we're at Camp Crystal Lake, but he did well in Manhattan.
Yeah.
he did well in Manhattan.
But, and also in like wherever Jason goes at, Peoria, Illinois, and space or whatever. Yeah.
He did very well in space.
Yeah. Scott.
Yeah, does someone have an argument that this goes to Jason?
No, because what ends up happening is.
My heart wants it to.
Yeah.
Like, I want to bite into that heart and love Jason forever.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I guess, Mike. I think the thing wins, but then the question is, now the thing is has all these powers, but is also indestructible because it has whatever that mojo is that Jason has.
Yeah.
So then if you're the thing, do you be like,
now,
do you just become a whole bunch of Jasons?
Does it become
an army of Jasons? Or?
Yeah, I mean, we haven't talked about it. I mean, the thing is killed by fire. But, like, who's really throwing – I mean, I know Freddy likes fire in boiler rooms, but we already talked about that. Mm-hmm. I mean, Jason doesn't even like fire.
Right. And I will say, out of this whole bracket, you have yet to name any character that could not be defeated by Kurt Russell.
Well, that's true.
Scott's got a great point.
He's the ultimate.
That's a good point.
You know what,
as long as Kurt Russell's alive, we're all going to be okay.
You know what I think we should do is we should keep having tournaments. Maybe next we go to a giant monster tournament, then we go to an action hero tournament, and get like an eight.
My nerd
get like the 8 seed horror heroes tournament, you know,
and then
get like the 8 seed ultimate showdown special episode later on down the road.
Like the whole month of March, we're just going to do brackets.
Or maybe maybe this is the podcast now. Who the hell knows?
Whatever.
Yeah.
No, that's really interesting. Like, especially if you could just pick each action hero in their prime.
Right.
Van Damme versus Jason Statham.
Right, yeah.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, boy.
Well, I think you have it. Like you said, Jason might have been able to defeat 10 of the competitors in this tournament, but the 11th was the thing. And I think you know, our super thing.
And here's the thing. Here's the thing about the thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool is that his abilities, the thing's abilities, are winning. He's not supernatural. He can be killed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But his abilities are incredible.
Yeah.
And he absorbs other people's abilities.
So now, is he supernatural because he's absorbed Jason's supernatural abilities?
Is there anything in this?
And Freddy.
Is there
a thing with mother issues?
Is there anything in this tournament that would have defeated the thing? Would Pennywise have defeated the thing? Maybe. Pennywise can send things to other dimensions.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That might have been it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
There's a fighting game for you. Pennywise versus the thing.
That's a little.
And I would even say that Hannibal Lecter might, or rather, Jack Torrance has a shot against the thing. Jack Torrance and Kerry White have shots because, they're both very willing to fuck shit up and burn shit down.
Yep.
Yeah, sure.
But,
yeah, I mean, the thing is a bracket buster for sure.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, there you have it. The first.
I love it.
The first of many. You Can Handle the Truth tournament. Your 12 competitors, 12 entities, 12 things. See, 12 things.
Well, it's now like 5 things.
Yeah. Squared off to determine the ultimate horror villain, and The Thing declared the champion. Had to defeat Jason. Look, you don't have much of a harder path than beating Hannibal Lecter, the Predator, Freddy Krueger, and Jason Voorhees.
And
he earned the championship.
And The Thing also is now wearing the coolest Halloween costume of all time.
That's yes. True. Very true.
I'm going to go down to Spirit with a platinum card and invent this right now.